Tell me about your background.
I was born in Bristol. I came up in a working class family. I went to a grammar school. And he went on a borderline case. I was born in a town with large aircraft industry, and everybody in that town went into the aircraft industry, and I was determined not to go into that industry.
What did your father do?
He worked in the aircraft industry again. He was a jig borer initially and then a planner in later life.
Did your mother do paid work?
Yes, she did a lot of jobs in her life. She started in wartime as a welder and went on, did supermarket checkout, operator, cashier, librarian. She ended up working as, but she had more jobs than I could ever name, I think.
Why were you determined not to go into the aircraft industry?
Because of the uncertainties of the aircraft industry. When I was at school, they just scrapped TSR2, and it had a massive effect on local employment and security, and I saw it left, right and centre, and I didn't want to go into that and be part of it.
Did it affect your family?
Various things have affected my family. When Rolls-Royce went bust, everybody in my family worked for Rolls-Royce, including in-laws. It was a silly situation. Everybody worked for them. As I say, it's like a mining town, but it's an aircraft town. So, you learn a few things from history, I think, on these things.
What did you aim to do instead of going into the aircraft industry?
In my early days at school, I was not a great performer. When I got to the age of 16, I did not get a great deal of O-levels because of breaking my leg about 6 months before the O-levels, and I did not go to school for that period. So I did not perform very well at O-level, but after that I shaped up. In 1967 I had a job with ICI at Severnside, and I saw the sort of work they were doing there, and I decided I wanted to go into the chemical industry. Although I didn't actually do that in the end. It was a total change in direction from the way of where I'd, this life.